You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the Bob Valvano Show. This is not Bob Valvano. This is Marcus Maben filling in on ESPN 680. I'm going to make this disclaimer right now. We need to develop a swear jar system. How many times, give me the over-under, how many times I say 8150 93.9, which is obviously the 93 number. Right. How many times do I accidentally 3831 93.9? And how many times do I middays with Marcus Maben? Give me an over-under before the show
combined, gets started. Combined, I'm going to say 1 hour, 7.5.
Listen, what I need
I got faith in you, man.
What I need you to do is get your ping sound ready. Get your whatever sound. Give me it used to be the show with the no whammies.
Yeah. Oh my god, what's the name?
Texas. What's the text line over here? Just so I know.
Oh god. That's the calling. Now I messed up too. 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. It was because there was a big controversy. No whammies. Stop. To tell the truth.
437-9680. Please give us the name of that show, or I can't get the show started.
Oh my god.
Bob Valvano is so disappointed. It took me 3 minutes into the show to let down the entire Valvano family. The name I cannot think of.
Press your darn luck. There it is.
No whammies. Did you get that? Had to get that from the text line?
I just typed in no whammies, and the first thing that came up was press your luck, and that creepy dude that cheated on it. Like, they did this whole special on Game Show Network.
I never heard that.
No, this cat was like took thousands, and this was like in the 70s. So he just took thousands of like video cassettes.
I did read an article about the most cheated on game shows in history. And I do remember, you know, like the early on, like they had to establish new laws for these game shows to be validated. Some were cheating like through the company and some were, you know, just finding a way to beat the system.
Well, this guy, he just found a way to beat the system. I don't think he had an in or anything like that, but he just watched these tons of videotapes and memorized. And it's kind of stupid on the press your luck people's like,
right.
I mean, it was a pretty relatively easy pattern once you just happened to you had to watch it. That was the thing. But like it was
so
almost like
it didn't take Rain Man for him to
identify. it just took a lot of time to like get all the videos. But then once you saw it, it was like just hit the button when it's in the corner square and you'll always hit money. You won't hit a whammy. Like it only landed on like it was nuts, and he got in this like trance like state, and he was like an ice cream man that like was evading the government for like tax evasion or something
this
like that.
This is why I love listening to this show. Normally on my drive home, I'm getting facts that I've never thought that, you know, were going to be necessary. But you'd be surprised at how many times these facts work in a dating environment or I need to impress environment. They just come up at the right time.
I'm telling you, man, the thing was amazing because they broke down like one time he hit a square and got like a ton of money. But you actually see him swear under his breath because he's getting tired and excited because he's got like $200,000.
Right.
So he's like missing where he's supposed to be aiming. So everyone's like, looked at him like, what? Wait, well, that was like a major tell that they're like, this guy's cheating. He's not just super lucky. He's like memorize the board system. And the TV execs didn't know what to do. They're like, we can't just kick him off the air.
Right.
Because everyone's all excited. Like, they're all telling everyone, hey, this guy's going
and
crazy.
And we can't go casino and say, your fingers or the money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't unplug the machine. Right. Like,
which one do you want? Listen, you can have the money or you can get the hammer. Which one do you want? But you can't have them both. That's the only option there is.
It's a really, really good special. But they slow it down and have this dramatic music, and they make him kind of look like a serial killer, which is, I mean, he was just cheating at a game show. Like, he was killing anybody. Easy does it now.
We can't tolerate cheaters, though.
That's a good point.
That just can't happen. Speaking of cheaters, I'm gonna open this show with the apology of a lifetime. This morning on Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9, Nikki, I asked for the public, I asked for the listeners to help escort me through a therapy session. Have you heard about the therapy session that I had to go through this morning?
No. What happened?
The therapy session that I particularly had to go through involved one corporation, mega giant by the name of Nike. Do you want to jump out and shut this door real quick? I don't want to.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, when people jump out here. So here's the thing, people. And you knew that I couldn't wait to get on the national Bob Vavano show. By the way, I'm very honored I've been asked to fill in on that. That's just an awesome thing. Like, I always want to tell Nikki, listen, when I got to get out of here, I got to get out of here. It's not personal, but when you ask, just ask me every time so I can feel bad whenever I say no, because I'm always so excited. And I knew when I got in here, my adrenaline was going to skyrocket because I get to be in the big boy's chair today. So I needed the audience to put up with me for roughly 20 minutes. I knew how it would sound. You get in conversations and you get in topics that only you care about. And there's nothing worse than talking about something that only you care about. Everybody has a cause. Everybody has a problem. Everybody has an issue that you know, I have this issue and I have to carry around this cross. I have to bear this cross all the time. And when I bring it, and somebody's going to ask me, how are you doing? How are you feeling? What's going on in your life? And you know, there's that one thing that you would want to talk about, but nobody's going to listen. And it hurts because, you know, it's like the SEALs getting beat in Alaska. It's just like, it hurts me.
The SEALs.
Yeah, it hurts me on a daily basis. And everybody who doesn't care, I think you all don't have the right to be on the planet if you don't care about what's going on with these babies, with these SEALs. And, you know, it's just causes like that, you know, tree hugger stuff, right? This is the equivalent to my tree hugger moment. This is my cause, and it hurts my feelings every time I talk about it, and nobody cares about it. I went so far as to risk my job this morning. I literally, state your business, process. What are you doing? We know the rules. This is the Balbano show. This is not Midday to Marcus Maben. State your business.
Do you know what happens on Tuesdays at noon? It's the meeting.
Yeah, the meeting that Nikki is not a part of because he's the producer of the Balbano show.
Right. So I have to run back in here and explain to him what happened in the meeting.
No, you take notes.
Did we get raises?
It's called minutes. You take minutes in the meeting, and then you pass along those minutes after Nikki Balbano is finished hosting the Bob Vavano show.
You almost admitted this is Marcus Maben.
We already had a swear jar. You got the buzzer sound. That's one. Good catch too, process.
All right, man. You get back at it.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is my tree hugger. This is my therapy. This is my sympathetic plight that people don't seem to enjoy. Okay, now here's the thing. This was therapy and this was plight. Today, I risked my actual employment at ESPN Louisville. How, you might ask? Drew Diener is the man in this studio. Drew Diener decides a lot. Drew Diener, Sweeney's the program director. He's getting, you know, nominations for being the best program director. I love the – go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is some breaking news.
I'm listening.
You were talking about Diener being the man.
Yeah.
Diener's going to have a rapper in studio tomorrow at 9. And I say this with the highest level of respect to Drew Diener.
Uh-huh.
Of the people most likely to have a rapper on their show.
The very last place is Diener.
Absolutely. Like, totally. I mean,
we had the Pope on, and I thought that was just like...
That was awesome.
Yeah. we had the Pope on.
I love the Pope.
I was just like, okay, this world has showed me things that I never thought I'd see. And I never thought I'd be.
He was a heck of a partner for Ramage.
Rapper.
I don't know who it is, though.
Ah!
I just know it's a rapper.
Ah, secret
so
rapper.
I have no idea. Process just came in and was like, yeah, so like, also, like just like a parting shot, he was like, Diener's having a rapper on tomorrow in studio.
Yeah, and see, now I ruined it because I went, Bob on the State Your Business, and that was really some good business. But
oh, no. That, like, the business was meeting stuff, but and then he just threw like.
But Nikki, this is my moment. This is my – listen.
I apologize.
I just went through an entire – you know, a spiel about what it's like when nobody cares about your issue, about your problem, and you started talking about meeting business and rappers joining the Drew Diener Show.
I literally did what you said.
You were the perfect example of, because here's the thing, the people listening right now, they're on the edge of their seats that didn't hear me earlier. They're like, what is this problem that Marcus has that nobody cares about that has him like venting like this? What is it? I can't wait. Nikki,
and I just barrel in.
Yeah, they're like, Nikki, keep your mouth shut. Process, get out of the studio. We need to know what Marcus is dying on the inside, little by little, every day. And here it is. Oh, you missed this part. You were talking. I said, I literally risked my employment at ESPN Louisville over this cause. I did that earlier today. You know what I did earlier? I said, Brian Hall, go get Drew Diener. They alert me that Drew Diener's in a production meeting. Not production meeting, marketing meeting. Everything,
I was gonna say, I was like, what?
Everything this studio
Drew
does.
Drew don't hit the buttons. He's a 13%er. Now, marketing, yeah, that makes sense.
Everything this studio does depends on the partners and the marketing that we do. And, you know, without even thinking, I said, go in there and get Drew Diener out of the marketing meeting. This is how important this is to me. And I saw the look I saw the look on Steve Rummage's face. I saw the look on Brian's face. And then I walked it back a little bit. I said, well, just let him know that I need to talk to him right now. You know what I'm saying? But as soon as you get out of the meeting, you can go. Look, I can wait until you get out of the meeting. But first order of business is you come talk to me on air.
And after the meeting.
After the meeting.
Right.
So I did walk it back a little bit, but I knew it was.
That was professional of you. Good.
I knew it was a big stretch. I knew it was a big step. I knew it was a big challenge. And he knows, Drew knows, I don't talk to anybody in here unless it's important. I don't request people's attention unless it's important. You know, I don't ask for things. I don't ask for people to help me with anything. I just don't. So if I say it, it must be important. All this is just setting up to how important this conversation is to me. I bring Drew Diener in there, and this is what I ask him on air. I say, Drew, are you being paid by Nike? Drew acknowledges that he is not being paid by Nike. Okay. I ask Drew, does he follow Adam Zagoria from his burner account? Right?
Right.
And he says, yes. These are two important questions, right?
Right. So is this the first time we have acknowledgement of the burner account, by the way? I don't think so. I think he's acknowledged. I mean, we all know.
I think he did. I think, no. When he got off Twitter, he acknowledged, I'm going to have a burner account. Okay, so, yeah, that was way. And he didn't have to acknowledge on air, but he did. You know, he was on air. So I didn't entrap him into this conversation.
That's a good point.
Two questions. Do you follow Adam Zagoria? Yes. Do you get paid by Nike any direct exchange of U.S. currency to your account from Nike? No. Okay, now we can have this conversation. Diener has a national acknowledged radio show, right? In 3 hours, Diener did not discuss this title. And he follows Adam Zagoria, so I know this title came across his Twitter, right? The title, Nike consultant testifies players were paid. Shoe company lawyer doesn't deny it. You think that might be worth the click? Do we live in a world where a conversation like that might not be a click? And here's the thing. Do you know that people are in their car right now and they rolled their eyes?
Trapped on 71. There's a massive...
Trapped with no other option on 71. I just read that title and they turned it off. people actually turn the radio station to listen to some other national radio show host on whatever station they're doing, or they turned it to music, something to avoid this statement. Shoe company lawyer doesn't deny it. This is my fight and my fight alone. I click on this link and I read this article, and it says Nike continues to be linked to the underbelly, the dark underbelly of college basketball. I said linked. They are the dark underbelly of the last 50 years of high school dirty recruiting, right? I read things like this, and this line stands out to me, and nobody cares. The first line, article by Adam Zagoria, by the way, the first line in the meat of this conversation, it says, Monday, the fourth day of trial, a business consultant. I said, whoa. Monday, the fourth day of the trial. And then I start doing my math. I start going, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, you started a trial of Nike acknowledging it's been paying players, and there's documented proof of Nike. There's now documented
Friday news dump, man.
Listen, it's the fourth day. That means you're not even using business days for the trial that confirms Nike has actually been paying players, and we have the receipts. And again, this is a national conversation that should be on the bottom line. And instead, I'm looking at Mississippi State, Kentucky bottom line. And the line has moved to -6.5 Kentucky, which I really love this Kentucky team. I don't love this Kentucky team. I love what Coach Calipari is doing with the Kentucky. I gave you that morning confessional the other day.
No, you did.
Just so people don't see, oh, Marcus gets on 680, and now he's a Kentucky. I came to you in an intimate moment and said,
"You did.
I really love what Calipari's doing, and I need to appreciate this a lot more than I'm admitting." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might not get on 93.9 in middays with Marcus Maven and just tout how much I love him.
Save those takes for when you're over here.
Right, but you get the point. Here's the thing. I read that first thing. This is the fourth day of the trial. That means you started this trial on Friday, and it's important stuff in this article, right? And again, my disclaimer, my opening statements was Drew Deaner represents the hits. You know, they always say you got to play the hits. And this is not a part of the hits. So I go a little further. Quote, I've never told the government there was no evidence of Nike making payments to players. Nike attorney Scott Wilson testified Monday. You testified on Monday that you never told the government. So you're telling me the government knows that you've been paying. The government knows that you've been paying players on Nike's behalf. That's a start. And nobody's talking about it.
What were some of those receipts? DeAndre Ayton, I think, was one. I mean, we kind of already knew that one, but
Nikki, you better let me play this tune, because all the questions you have will be answered shortly.
Now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, listen, I know you are, and that's the problem. This is intriguing stuff, but it's not being brought to the attention of anybody. Okay, how about this one? Testimony consultant Jeff Auerbach of the Los Angeles-based firm Bedford Consulting testified Nike directed Gary Franklin, longtime director of the Nike-sponsored Cal Supreme AAU basketball program, to make payments to the families and handlers of DeAndre Ayton, Bol Bol, and Brandon McCoy, just the warm-up, including $10,000 in cash payments to Ayton's mother, Andrea, on June 29, 2016. This is coming from the Nike attorneys. My God. Gary had been directed to make cash payments to several players' families. Auerbach, Franklin's friends, and advisor testified. Auerbach specifically identified payments of $10,000 made to the mom while her son was in high school and a high-profile player on Cal Supreme. Bowl went to Findlay Prep in Nevada before playing for Oregon for 1 year and coached Dana Altman. Where does Dana Altman coach now? Don't think about it too long. Oregon.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Oregon.
There we go.
Right now. Sean Miller. Where did he pick up a new job at?
Arizona.
Right now. Let's keep going. Because you wanted to know, what specific receipts do we have on Monday afternoon? Avenatti's defense team presented falsified invoices to Nike EYBL from Cal Supreme, dated June 20, 2016. It details payments to the handlers and family members of Aiden and McCoy. This is how the payments broke down, according to the falsified invoice. $28,000 in a bank wire payment to Melvin McDonald, DeAndre Ayton's handler. $28,000 wire payment. And what makes this interesting in specific is wire fraud is a felony. Wire fraud. You don't just get in court.
What is wire fraud exactly?
And lying about where stuff's supposed to go to and wiring money across state lines in fraudulent ways.
Oh, okay.
Wire fraud. $28,000 bank wire payment to Melvin McDonald.
That's a felony.
$30,000 to McDonald's. This is a separate. Listen, 1A is $28,000.
What are these amounts, by the way? $28,000 is an arbitrary amount. The only time I ever hear $28,000, I'm thinking of whose line is anyway. Who wants to be a millionaire right before you hit the $32,000 cutoff?
Okay. That 1A is $28,000 bank wire payment to Melvin McDonald, DeAndre Ayton's handler on 4/4/16. 2A, $30,000 to McDonald's. To McDonald's. B, $15,000 to AAU coach Sean Manning, Brandon McCoy's handler. C, $10,000 to Andrea Ayton, the mother. $5,000 for travel expenses. $10,000 to the mom. $10,000 check to Sean Manning. This is money. This is money, and this is receipt. Paying player. How about this line? Paying players in high school and college is not consistent with the NCAA's amateurism rule. No chart, shike. Can result in penalties by the NCAA, including missing games, or in some cases, being declared ineligible for college basketball. The 7-foot Ayton never missed a game any time in college as a result of these allegations. Documents were shown to the jury detailing $10,000 worth of withdrawals from Cal Supreme's bank account that Gary then paid to Andrea Ayton. Auerbach testified. So this is the Nike lawyer testifying that this stuff is all true. Asked by the government if there was any explanation given to as what the payments were for, Auerbach testified, no. Okay.
I've got some. I'm sorry. I don't want to derail you. Keep going.
No.
I have so many questions.
I'm listening.
Okay. Was this part of the whole. Did these guys get the FBI, the full FBI treatment? Doors getting knocked down, taken away, bagged and tagged, thrown in back of vans?
I'm sorry. Like, yeah. Use phrases like the alphabet boys. Like. And here's the thing, we're describing the same criminal charges that Adidas had to fight. And this is, and here's the thing, they make it a point. I don't know if this is Adam Zagoria's words or the judge's words, but they make it a point to say, keep in mind, Nike's not under on trial here.
Yeah.
This is Avenatti's case.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, there's so many moving parts. I forget who's in trouble, who's getting sued, who's.
This is evidence of Avenatti saying, you know, this is what's going on. This is why he came to me. I forget the guy's name who acquired Auerbach, and Franklin decided to hire Avenatti because of his work defending, you know, other people or whatever. So this evidence is being presented on, this is why this guy came to me, because he knew, there needed to be a middleman or a mediator, right, to protect my legal interests. I just watched these Adidas guys get railroaded, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I watched how the trial unfolded. They can't work again. You know, I see what's going on here. I'm not going to be the bag man and get bagged.
Well said.
Literally. You know, by Nike. So I go get Avenatti,
who's to kind of be my deflector shield.
Yeah, yes. And a guy who's used to dealing with very, very powerful entities and how to play a game of chess with five chess pieces instead of a full chessboard is what Avenatti. But here's the thing. And I'll give complete credit. Anybody who's listening right now or was listening or came back to see if Marcus is done talking about this Nike conversation, which I get. Empathy is my strong point. I get it. I don't take it personal. When Drew Deaner looks me straight in the eye and says, well, once I saw Avenatti's name on it, it has no bite to it. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But to me, that's how the manipulation occurs. To me, I control the masses by discrediting this guy and anything he says. And I ask Brian. I said, Brian, do you know anything about this story? He says, bits and pieces. I say, by bits and pieces, you mean you read the title? He said, pretty much.
Yep, same.
Because that's what everybody did. And they saw Nike and they saw doesn't deny, which is a very different way of saying Nike admits to paying players. But here's the thing. I want to know, why doesn't Adam Zagoria write that title as Nike lawyer admit, you know?
Maybe it's legalese. I do kind of wonder if it's that.
Great point.
Because you're right. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, what's the difference between, like, if you ask me, like, Nick, did you eat that sandwich? And I say, I don't deny eating that sandwich. What the hell's the difference between me just saying, yes, I ate that sandwich?
Because later on, you won't get charged with wire fraud, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or with food, you know, whatever crime we can. Okay, falsified Nike invoice shows payment to handlers and family. Okay, we went through that. I just want to hit the high notes. Nike sponsorship of Cal Supreme and corporate bullying is the title of the next section. It says Cal Supreme was officially worth between $72,000 and $79,000, depending on a particular year, but about $192,000 a year because of all the merch. Nike provided Cal Supreme, blah, 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 blah. Text messages between Franklin and DeBose were again shown to the jury, in which DeBose asked Franklin to travel to... This sentence right here, this short paragraph / sentence. Text messages between Franklin and the DeBose were again shown to the jury, in which DeBose asked Franklin to travel to Phoenix in 2016. Auerbach testified the purpose of the trip was to pay Aiton's mother.
All right, now in that sentence, he admitted that, right? He didn't.
Yeah,
didn't deny.
They have corroboration,
right,
in all forms, in any possible form, between testimony under oath and Nike lawyers acknowledging. You know what I'm saying? And they're saying, we're not saying it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? We know payments have been made to play. Like, even if that's all you have, it's a Nike lawyer saying, okay, under oath and under threat of perjury, you know, I have to acknowledge that Nike has been paying players.
Right.
That's what every person who has been drug into the conversation, unfairly or fairly, has been dying for. The one smoking gun of acknowledgement. And a Drew Deaner and a Nicky Balvano and a Bob Balvano and a Locke McLean and everybody around here spent absolutely 0 minutes on this story, and we all follow Adam Zagoria. Pat 40,
that was actually who I saw the story from first,
retweeted it from Adam, right? But to me, think so. But to me, this is the conversation that nobody cares about. I mean, they go down the hiring of Michael Avenatti. They go down the reasons why. They go down word for word. They even have quotes from the judge. And you know what the judge says? And this hurts too. State your business. State your business. You know the rule. State your business. Get on the microphone and state your business. It's a Bob Valvano special. This is the Bob Valvano Show. If it was Middays with Marcus Maben, I wouldn't say state your business. State your business. I'm listening.
I'm here to fill in for you when you leave.
Never mind.
It's risky, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good business. That's even, state your business. State your business, Dawn. Everybody knows the rules on the Bob Valvano Show. State your business right now.
She's got a key fob and parking pass for Biscuit.
Yay! Oh, Biscuit, congratulations. Yay! I don't have one of those. Dawn, state your business.
I just love Biscuit a lot.
I'm jealous.
Not as much as you, Marcus.
Ah, I feel better now.
Hey, what about me?
I feel so much better now. Oh, okay. And this is awesome. This is an awesome job. I love my job. I love this place. So here's the thing. This is the dismount. This is the Simone Biles level dismount.
Oh, wow.
To this entire situation. The judge, Paul G. Gardeffi, I'll say it. I'll give it a attempt, said he did not intend for the trial to explore whether Nike has been involved in corrupt payments to Ayton, Bowl, and McCoy. Well, thank you, Judge. Thank you for making sure everybody knows your intentions were not to expose Nike for all this corrupt stuff like the FBI was doing in the whole Adidas situation.
What was he expecting to do then?
Oh, no. Again, we're making it clear that this is all about Avenatti, right? This is all about Avenatti's quote-unquote extortion attempt. But thank goodness Avenatti, because here's the thing, at the end of the day, this might be the tip over moment to say there's nothing we can do. This might be the tip over moment that if we can't hammer anybody without Oregon is not getting hammered. Phil Knight knows that Oregon's not getting hammered.
Arizona
might be the sacrificial lamb of the Nike product, but that's yet to be.
So Louisville's going to be Adidas and Arizona's going to be Nike. Who's going to be Under Armour?
But with this stuff coming out in waves, at least we're acknowledging Avenatti had the goods. He had the goods. And he put Nike in a position to have to admit that they've been participating and paying. So now the book is open on Adidas competing with Nike. Now the book is open on we're all in the same gang. Do you remember that song? Do you know that song? Do you know that reference?
I'm Nikki? Not sure.
We're all in the same gang.
Nope, sorry. I know. I'm losing points.
It's going to be the best. When you finally listen to this song, we're all in the same gang is what I grew up on. And right now, everybody in the text line who knows we're all in the same gang and they know that reference.
I grew up with Frank Sinatra. I'm sorry.
No. You know what? I was listening. Last night, I was listening to That's Life on repeat.
Ah, I love that song.
That is great.
That's an all-timer.
Last night, I almost tweeted out. I almost got on my social media at probably 1:45 in the morning and just didn't realize. Like, first of all, Frank Sinatra. If there was a racial draft, I think.
We're putting the Italians are putting the franchise tag on him. No. That's our guy, man.
Fair enough. That's the one guy you just can't let go of. But I think we would put in a strong bid. If I was the Detroit Lions, I would trade up to draft Frank Sinatra in the racial draft. Because I was listening to That's Life and I Did It My Way. And those have been like in my top rotation lately. And I'm talking about really just listening and just like close your eyes and sit back and just rock your head back and forth. That level of awesomeness. Okay, so the Simone Biles level dismount on the conversation is, first of all, the judge wants to make sure everybody knows that Nike is not on trial. He wants to make sure everybody knows that any of this information that comes up in this trial is being done against his wishes, which is why I asked Drew Diener, is somebody paying you not to talk about this stuff? Is why I would ask anybody, what pressure is it? Is it because in any local market you're in the college sports world, if you live in Kentucky, it's a Nike school. If you live in Arizona, it's a Nike school. If you live in Alabama, it's a Nike school. If you live in Tennessee, it's a Nike school. The big dog schools of your state, 9 times out of 10, are going to be Nike, and it does not behoove you to talk about how dirty and how bad this stuff looks. And Lord knows, if you bring up Avenatti, there's a political element to it that's going to just get you right. washed out of the conversation before the conversation even starts. The latest, listen, this is the last paragraph of this article, and this article represents everything I love. The latest trial follows the quote Adidas trial that led to the convictions on wire fraud in October of 2018. Former Adidas executive James Gatto, would-be agent Christian Dawkins, Adidas consultant Merle Code, for funneling illegal payments to families of recruits in exchange for attending Adidas schools. And guess what school is named first? L's up, baby. Louisville. Kansas, North Carolina State. Auerbach was continuing to testify later Monday, while Franklin is also expected to take the stand during trial. That's the dismount of all this conversation about how Adidas. But here's the thing. You throw in this little tagline that really just hurts. In exchange for attending Adidas schools. So what you're saying is, oh, that was different. What about the time when Debo tried to choke me in Smoke backyard? That was different.
I got that reference.
You put it attending as the main, as the reason for your illegal activities, attending Adidas schools. So what you do with that one is the same as the, but they were on probation. It's the same that you've done before, that you find that one legality that makes the whole case fall apart. When I say Nike wire fraud, check. Nike willingly made these players ineligible, check. Nike knowingly traveled to make payments towards, you know, I'm sorry, for representation, check. You get all these check marks. And then you say, did Nike or any of these payments made for Nike players to attend Nike schools? And you leave that box unchecked. And that's what all this is about. The NCAA is going to be able to cleanly say, yeah, these were illegal payments. These players that were one and dones are retroactively ineligible. None of which listed here won anything. Right? We're not going to go far enough to find ineligible. We're not going to invest. They turned over the investigations of Nike to the Securities Exchange Commission, which means there's no more real FBI level criminal investigation for felonies. When you get Securities Exchange Commission beef, you know what that ends up? Paying a lot of money back. You know what that ends up? Heavy fines for the way you do financial business.
You ever see The Wire? That's a stupid question.
You kidding me?
You know, what's, God, like Leonard, I think, you know, he's like down in the, I forgot what department he's in. And he's just like the like clerical stuff. I feel like that's the department that's now going to be taking care of this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
right.
Just, it's not like the, you know, right. homicide
right.
or narcotics. It's going to be like, eh, the JV. The guys that are in a closet all day doing clerical work, they get to.
And that's the only way you get them.
Yeah.
That's the only, ironically, that's the only way you get the big fish. And that's the only way it went political. And they got shut down again when they started tracing the money and going upstairs. Because when you get on the money trail, money makes it go away. When you get on someone's money trail, money makes it go away. But it wasn't a money trail thing. when you're wiretapping. That's, you know, the Adidas investigation was a criminal investigation and led as such. You know what I'm saying? This other thing is in the money world. Michael Avenatti was playing in a money world game here. And again, I've spoke about this, and I remember the moment I said, this has got to be about Adidas and Nike. It didn't feel right when they said the FBI informant who was removed from the Adidas case because he was gambling and buying alcohol with company funds. Because you know that once you add alcohol and mismanaging FBI funds, I can't put you on the stand. You can't put Omar Little on the stand.
Just put a tie on him. I don't see why.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Omar Little? I robs drug dealers. Right?
The best character in TV.
Right? Like, that's basically, you had to take guys off them, off the Adidas trial reports in minutes because they can't get up there and testify because they were guilty. And guys, these are people who worked for Adidas, for Merk Hode, worked for Nike for 15 years. He leaves for a year and he's under FBI surveillance. And nobody cares. And Marcus, you're talking to empty seats. Bob Valvano's 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock hour just lost 1 million listeners because Marcus went on a rant that nobody cares about. Marcus Maben is in a place where the two basketball programs that are most talked about are number 15 in the country and number 5 in the country, and nobody cares about. There's no chance I got to read that, Nikki V. I saw you sent me a text message, but I got no option because
we haven't scared away our boy Tim Sullivan. Tim Sullivan's still listening, and he just passed along a story he just wrote about this titled "Nike Isn't on Trial, but the Other Shoe Has Dropped as the NCAA Investigations Pile Up." So. Give that a read.
I knew that's why I fooled with Tim Sullivan.
Gotta love Sully,
right,
man.
Listen, you know what happened the other day? And I want, if Tim Sullivan is listening, I want him to know that passing him in the bowels of the Yum Center, I gave him a tip of the cap, and he gave me one back, right?
There you go.
And let him know that I really appreciated that moment, that he even knows who I am. That I felt like that was the first moment we just made eye contact and we acknowledged each other, you know what I'm saying? And that means I exist in his world. And here's the thing. Everybody knows me. I got this inferiority, not inferiority thing. It's a overly appreciative emotion for being in Bob Valvano's studio, being at ESPN Louisville, talking to smart people and knowing that smart people even know who I am. So much so that I would love to have all these guys on my show all the time, but I'm too scared to ask for the favor. And here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, 9.9 times out of 10, people say, I would love to come on your show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you think you could, like, possibly, if maybe 3 minutes?
You just come up with a grocery list, and me and B. Hall will track those mofos down. Like, and they'll like, definitely come
on. I rarely... People know how passionate I am about this stuff. I rarely, very rarely get told no, but I never want to ask because all these people I love listening to and they're so good and, you know, I'm always so honored to just watch everybody work. Point being, I wanted him to know in particular that I appreciated our little moment of acknowledgement, our tips of the caps. It was like, you know, the origin of the salute, right? You've heard that story before, right?
Oh, no. I
The origin of the salute, right, comes from knights on horseback when they run up on each other, right?
Right.
They lifted their visor to make eye contact.
Oh, just be like, sup, good luck, let's do this.
No, just acknowledge, listen, you're a soldier, I'm a soldier. We're gonna open our eyes, we're gonna look at each other's eyes, and we're gonna make sure we are we cool? Like, do we got beef? Am I going to have to unsheath my sword?
Right.
On this path, right? So they just open up their visor and, you know,
Sup?
Yeah.
Sup?
Yeah. Much respect, bro.
It's like dapping before the tip-off.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. Keep it moving. Let's look in each other's faces and acknowledge that we're either going to go to war or we're going to keep on going past each other. And I thought that was an awesome, awesome background story. You know, just flip up your visor. Let me see your face. Let me make sure you're eyeballing me a little different, you know, and going about our day.
They tell models to smile with their eyes. So
right. Smile with your eyes. So I feel I feel like as a soldier in the media army, I feel like Tim Sullivan just raised his visor to me.
That's awesome, dude. That's getting a raise of the visor from the GOAT, dude. I mean,
yeah,
Sully's an OG.
That's my point. That's absolutely. I sat at a table, at maybe the opening season press conference, and it was Tim Sullivan, it was Pat Forty, and it was Rick Bowes, and I was sitting at the table, and I was just like, oh my God, this is so cool, you know, this is so awesome, and I have absolutely nothing to add to these conversations because they're talking big boy conversation, like big boy local politics and big boy local policies, and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm sitting at this table listening to this big boy language. And here's the thing. I know what they're talking about, and I know the stuff, and I know all this stuff, but I just like, shut up, Marcus, and just enjoy it and just soak it all in. It was awesome. But
this is sports radio, so we have to go negative now.
I'm listening.
Did anybody not flip the visor to you? Were there any Sir Douchelots out there?
Ooh. I get a chance to throw somebody under the bus that has not flipped their visor towards me.
You don't have to take it. You can say it off air.
No. Listen, this is Bob Valvano. This is Big Boy Radio. Like, no, you don't. I watched Bob Valvano take on. So I'd be doing him a disservice if I didn't do it. Yes, a radio host from another station. So we don't really say names. Does not tip his visor.
There's no visor tip.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's weak.
That's weak, right?
That's weak.
Yeah, it just. You know that guy that just looks away every time?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Weak.
Yeah, but we're always in the same area.
Come on.
And
just
it's like,
give a head nod.
Yeah. There's another.
I've seen guys from the other station. I give them head nods. They give them back. Like,
right.
I mean, you don't have to be a child about it.
Listen, there's one in particular who looks down and looks away, and I'm like, what is your problem?
I guarantee, and I'm going to say a name, I guarantee you it's not my man Vinetti. Vinetti is the salt of the earth.
Not. And
I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
They like everybody.
Unless he didn't flip his cap to you, then I'll fight him.
And you have to appreciate as well. These people have covered me. Like they, you know, they covered me.
That's a whole other element,
right? Like they
don't know me from Shinola. Like they know you. You're number five.
And there's an element of like the guys over at the university and these guys who have been in media, they know me from the time I was a baby. They've seen me cry after games. So you know how I grew up. You know everything about me. So the tip of the cap is almost a prerequisite because like, you know,
we've tipped caps before.
Right? And you know that I know that I'm in your world now. Like, you know, if you asked me a basketball question in my day, you were asking me for information that I was more than willing to share. Sometimes I got in trouble for sharing too much information. But I know that I'm in your world, in the media world. So my tip of the cap is like, this is, you know, this is awesome. If there's anything I can learn, if anything you want to teach me, tips you want to be. And most of the time, everybody's saying, look, you're on a great trajectory. Keep it up. And I'm like, thank you. But to your point, listen, there's one person should acknowledge. Is my hour of Bob Valvano show over? And here's the thing. The worst part about all this is nobody's any smarter. Nobody's any smarter on my single plea to the universe. Stand up and pay attention to this fourth and fifth day of the Michael Avenatti, extortion trial, which is by default in leaking out or acknowledging all of the dirtiness much more than Adidas, because with the Adidas you could contain it. give Tim a shout out. Give him his Twitter.
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure everybody
at
goes
Tim
to read
Sullivan 714. I'm going to retweet the story too. But real fast, just to put, and I give you mad props on it, I feel like this is the ending of a very sad, like, novel. Where it's like, I forgot what the saying is, but or like what it was, like a H.P. Lovecraft or something. I don't know. It's dark, man. It's like this dude is like gets turned into a worm by this evil like witch, and he can't talk. And then like it is like, I have to scream, but I can't talk, or something like that. And it's just like this just awful, awful way to go.
Right.
And I feel like that's you right now, where you're just shouting and no one's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's because I just opened it to one line. More than 28 months since the FBI's findings were disclosed.
Right.
It's been 2.5 years. And honestly, Louisville right now is so burned out by it here locally. The same reason I remember, one of the producers, we pulled out, like, because I met with some people from other markets.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you guys are so gross. Yeah, Louisville, meh. Like, strippers, hookers. And I was like, geez, guys, calm down. Like,
right.
You know, it's not all that over there. It's not like we have, like, every traffic stop is a stripper pole.
Right.
And then I looked at this like schedule and I was like, we have talked about underage strippers, hookers, money, dance parties, you know, sex acts once a week for 6 months because there was an event or something came up. And then whenever it happened, shout out to ESPN Louisville, all stations covered it from every blank and angle. You know, I mean, if anything, if the story breathed a little bit, we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, we're desensitized to it. You know, these other guys, these, you know, dirt farmers in middle America that read about it at once every 6 months. You know, Louisville stripper hooker scandal, underage, blah. It's like, yeah, okay, it's gross. I get it. It's grosser to you than it is to us. We've handled it a lot more than you have. But I feel like that's what it is. It's 28 months where Louisville just wants to care two things. Are we getting punished? Three things. Are we getting punished? Is anyone else going down with us? And damn it, is UK getting something? That's the only thing that the only three things they care about. And right now, you just brought up a million great points, a million things that are newsworthy. But for Joe, you know, Go Cards 69, and I'm that guy too.
Why would you use 69?
Just because it's funny Twitter number. Funny Twitter number. Like I'm just kind of looking at it, and I'm like, ooh, a story. Is anyone else getting in trouble? Don't care. And you're 100% right. People should care about it. But they don't. You are that one guy at the end of the science fiction novel, as everyone is like, we've all been programmed into robots, the one human left saying, hey, I'm sorry, my friend.
Will Smith, I am legend. That's going to do it for my well-ruined hour of the Bob Vano Show. Again, thank you for those who stuck around. Thank you for those who did not call and did not tell me that I need to be talking about something else. Thank you for all of those who did not give me the very, very cruel Twitter. Who in the hell let Marcus Maben on this show and get him out of there immediately? So who are we going to have next hour so we can get him some shout-outs?
Yeah, we got, I think, me, Biscuit, and Process taking you down the stretch. And Chris MacPresser coming up at 1:15.
Ah.
We might have a couple of guests lined up as well. And there's going to be a replay of the Chip Patterson interview with Locke a little bit earlier. So, Marcus, on behalf of the V-Show, thank you for stepping in.
Do I get the crazy play-out music?
Oh, okay,
is that a normal thing?
No, I got you.
I don't want to get cheated through my experience.
No. You're good. You're good. I'll give you even – just because – because this, I mean, it's basically a V-Show Middays with Marcus Maben hybrid. So you're going to get the show closed music here, man. I got you. Oh, there we go. You got 20 seconds if you want to give any final shout-outs.
Final shout-outs. I have none.
Hey, you take the under. You didn't say.
I did not.
You were only two.
I did not screw it up.
7.5, man. There was only two I counted.
Tomorrow night, come join me at Al J's in the Galt House. We'll have a blast.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.